Awonga Lima. It hadn't rained for a long, long time. The grass was brown, there was no fruit in the trees, and the animals were hungry. They were starving, in fact. So a meeting was held, and all the animals of the savannah gathered around an acacia tree. Now this tree was known to be a special tree, and if you knew the name of the tree, it would give you all the fruit you desired. The problem was, none of the animals could remember its name.
"I know what we should do," said Simba the lion. "We should send somebody to the highest peak of Mount Kilimanjaro. The mountain spirits there, they'll know what the name is."
Now many of the animals thought that it should be Duma the cheetah who went, because of course cheetah was the fastest. But Simba was the king, and the king gets his own way, and so Simba set off for the mountains. He ran and he ran and he ran like the wind. Haraka, 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 he ran like the wind. He made his way to the mountain and he climbed haraka, haraka up the mountain. And when he got to the top, he found the cave where the mountain spirits lived. And Simba called into the mountain.
"Mountain spirits, talk to me. Tell me the name of the magic tree."
And from deep within the mountain came this.
"Awonga Lima."
"Awonga Lima,"
roared the lion, and he charged haraka haraka down that mountain. He ran and he ran and he ran like the wind. Haraka 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 haraka, he ran like the wind. And that Simba, he ran so haraka haraka, he didn't look where he was going. And he put his foot into an ant's nest. Well, there were ants scuttling up his leg, onto his arms, into his mane. There were ants everywhere biting at Simba. And by the time the Simba had flicked off the very, very last ant, he couldn't remember the name of the magic tree. And when he got back to where all the animals were waiting, he could see in their faces how desperate they were.
"Simba, what's the name of the magic tree?"
Simba put his paws over his face in shame.
"I can't remember," he told them.
"You silly animal," goes Duma. "You know I should have gone. I'm faster than you."
And so Duma the cheetah set off to speak to the mountain spirits. He ran and he ran and he ran like the wind. Haraka, 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 he ran like the wind. And he was soon at the mountain. And he ran haraka, haraka up the mountain. And he was soon at the cave in which he could call to the mountain spirits.
"Mountain spirits, talk to me. Tell me the name of the magic tree."
And from deep within the mountain came
Awonga Lima.
"Awonga Lima," cried Duma the cheetah,
and he ran haraka haraka down the mountain and haraka haraka across the African plain. But Duma did not look where he was going, and he ran straight into a termite's mound, and there were little tiny termites running up his leg, biting him everywhere, even on his face. And by the time Duma had flicked off the very last termite, he couldn't remember the name of the magic tree. And when he got back to where all the animals were waiting, the animals now, they were so hungry, you could hear their tummies rumbling. "Duma," they begged, "what is the name of the magic tree?" And Duma hid his head in shame.
"I can't remember," he told them.
Now the animals had sent Duma the cheetah and Simba the lion, two animals fast. Now they needed to think of an animal who would not forget. And so they decided to send Makondo the tortoise. Now Makondo, he could not run haraka haraka. Makondo could only walk poly poly. and off he set. He plodded, poly-poly, across the African plain. It took him a week to get to the mountain. He plodded up the mountain, poly-poly, until finally he was at the cave where the mountain spirits lived. And Makondo opened his little mouth and he called, "Mountain spirits, talk to me. What's the name of the magic tree?" "Awongalima," called the spirits. "Awongalima," thought Tortoise. "Awongalima, awongalima, awongalima." He said this to himself again and again as he plodded poly-poly down the mountain. "Awongalima, awongalima." And in this way, Makondo the tortoise plodded. And when he got to the ant's nest, he plodded carefully around it. "Awongalima, awongalima." And when he got to the termite's mound, he plodded carefully around that too. "Awongalima, awongalima." Until at last, Makondo the tortoise was back at the old acacia tree with all the animals. And they were now so close to death. "Makondo, what is the name of the magic tree?" And the little tortoise opened up his mouth and said, "Awongalima." And just like magic, that tree was filled with fruit. Papaya, mangoes, bananas, apples and oranges. And as the animals picked the fruit, new fruit was instantly grown. And in this way the animals ate their fill. Now, from that day on, Makondo the tortoise has always been considered to be a slow animal, yes, but somebody you could really rely upon. And the people and animals of East Africa have this saying that goes, "Haraka haraka hyena baraka," which means less rush, more haste. Take it easy. The job will get done in the end.